The seventh perek of the Megillah is where the plan of Esther is in its final stages. And in fact, Rav Yosef Zundel of Salant, the Be'er Yosef, writes that this is the name of Purim itself. Because we find in the seventh perek that after Esther has already convinced Achashverosh that Haman, the power-hungry Haman, is after the kingship, and Achashverosh, already a very nervous king, sees Haman being invited to these parties. He's at the middle of the night outside of his bedroom in the sixth perek of the Megillah. So at some point, Achashverosh gets very nervous, and in the seventh perek at the second party is when Esther reveals that this Haman, there is Ish Tsar V'Oyev Haman Arazeh, that he's trying to kill us. He's trying to get rid of us. And Achashverosh is very angry and frustrated, and his anxiety levels through the roof, and he goes out. He's kamachamasa mishta hayayin. He does the right thing. When one is angry and frustrated, don't do something or say something one is going to regret. Take a breather. Go outside. Take a walk. So he does that. And now all of Esther's plans is potentially going to be gone. Because if Haman and Achashverosh get a moment to speak together, they'll realize that all of this is just in their minds. But when Achashverosh comes back in, Esther v'Haman nofel al hamita. Esther pulls Haman down on the bed, and if there Yosef says the word puraya in Persian means bed, because this moment of the Megillah, this little detail is not such a little detail. It is the reason Achashverosh gets even angrier. It's where he decides, okay, we have to get rid of Haman, and it's where Esther's plan finally has come to fruition. So that's why it's called Purim. But Achashverosh is somebody who changes his mind often. And that's why the next pasuk tells us that even though he's angry and he sees Haman nofel al hamita, we have to do something right now. Vayomer Charvona. In comes Charvona. Charvona, who appears way earlier in the Megillah, Charvona Acham and Asaris levnei HaMelech. And according to many, we know that Charvona is not a good guy. Charvona is not somebody, according to the Malbim and the Vilna Gaon. Charvona is one of the officers who was sent to get Haman. Right? He's part of the kingdom. And according to the Gemara, he's an evil ally of Haman. He wants to kill Mordechai. And in fact, the Dubna Magid explains, how does he know how tall the gallows are? Of course, he switched sides. Right? He was on the Haman side. When he sees that it's switching, he goes, I'm going to switch over to the side of Mordechai. That's the only reason he knows, hey, Vayomer Chavon Acham and Hasaris Le'amelech, there is a gallows outside that is Gavoa Chamishim Ava. How do you know how tall it is? Must be, explained to Dubna Magid, that he really was part of the, of Haman's team. But either way, it is Acharvona who suggests, hey, we have our thing ready to kill him right now. He essentially saves Esther's life because if Achashverosh and Haman can take a minute to talk to each other, to express what's actually happening, that Haman doesn't want the kingship, that he's really not after his wife, that everything is just in their minds, potentially this plan wouldn't work. So right then and there, Charvona says, let's just kill him, let's just get rid of Haman, and that is what they do. Right? Achashverosh listens to the advice of Charvona, and this is the role of Charvona. And it's really a question because, as we know, we sing in the song after we read the Megillah that Gam Charvona Zachor Latov, that we remember Charvona with some sense that he was really, really good. And this is based potentially on the Medrash that tells us that Eliyahu Hanavi appeared in Charvona's body. That Hashem, so to speak, hijacks Charvona to save Am Yisrael. So what does it mean, V'gam Charvona Zachor Latov? The Shulchan Aruch tells us we should sing this, V'gam Charvona Zachor Latov. So it could mean that even though he was very bad, even Gemara tells us he was an anti-Semite, but he did something and he did save us. We don't often get to choose our friends, and he could be a friend today and an enemy tomorrow, as we've seen clearly in our history. But V'gam Charvona Zachor Latov. Right? It could be that even though he does something bad earlier, Hashem chooses to do good things only through good people. So, Charvona, Zachor, Latov. And in the end, it's also a reminder that even though he plays a very small role, every little piece of this is done by the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire theme of the Megillah. How many of these small, minor characters, Haggai with the beauty pageant, Hasach with the messages, the role of Charvona, every little piece here is not only done by the big, by the leaders, by the Mordechais, by the Esthers, by the kings, but it's done by sometimes the people that we don't recognize. And each piece of this is really the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the theme of the entire Megillah.